Sasol intends to install 900 megawatts of clean energy by 2030. Sasol intends to generate 900 megawatts by 2030 via the construction of two renewable energy power plants. The company has also issued a request for a proposal to install two PV plants with individual capacities of 10 megawatts in Secunda and Sasolburg. Sasol has committed to reducing its carbon emissions by 10% by 2030. One of South Africa's largest carbon emitters, Sasol, is looking to transition to clean energy. The chemical company intends to generate 900 megawatts via the construction of two renewable energy power plants at its Secunda and Sasolburg sites by 2023. This new target is up 50% from the 600 megawatts initially planned. The company has said it will provide details for the power plants in the second half of 2021. Sasol sees the development as an effective means to reduce its carbon footprint drastically. The company expects this project to have the support of its partners, notably Air Liquide. Sasol has already committed to reducing its carbon emissions by 10% by 2030. Environmental groups had deemed this target insufficient. The company, meanwhile, has issued a request for a proposal for the installation of two photovoltaic plants with individual capacities of 10 megawatts in Secunda and Sasolburg. Sasol is optimistic that the selection of EPCs and construction of the plants will commence this year. Sasol is also investing in developing green hydrogen technology, as the company sees this market is very vital in the transition to clean energy. As stated by Sasol President and Chief Executive Officer Fleetwood Grobler, in quote, "We play a key role in South Africa's energy landscape and intend to improve our position by becoming the national leader in green hydrogen. Funding shouldn't be a problem, but we need to find formulas that work," end of quote.